Days. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we say that we want to help all of the entrepreneurs, as well as we want to get help from all of you entrepreneurs. I'm here tonight with myself and my trusty engineer, Mr. Matt. Matt, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, Mr. Dean. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Good to be seen.
That's true. But anyway, for those of you not familiar what this show is all about, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. If you're mad, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to watch me do the show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, so now you know what we're all about and what we're attempting to do. And so that's the beginning point part. Now, I have a couple of questions for you listeners out there. And one is, who would like to be an entrepreneur? That's number one. And secondly is, who is the entrepreneur? Or if it's you, once you make that decision to be an entrepreneur, what happens after that? So what happens after that is you got to find a way to tell the world who you are, what do you do. And in somewhat in entrepreneurial business terms, it's called making a pitch. And the purpose is for you to pitch or tell your idea to interested people, or just tell it to anybody because you want them to know what it is that you're doing. Anyway, so tonight, I am going to go over what a pitch is and some of the components that's in it, as well as I'm going to give you some ideas and provide a sample pitch. Now, if any of you listeners out there have thought about becoming an entrepreneur, you got an idea, and you'd like to share that idea on the show, because our reach is out to many people in the area because we are live on YouTube and on Facebook. And so if you'd like to share that and you're not afraid to make mistakes, then that's what we're here for, because I want our listeners to know that we are average people. And since the show is about entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs, there is no right, there is no wrong. It's entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. And if any of you out there are listening, you're more invited to help me because I am going to give you a pitch without wondering whether it's good, great, not so good. But if any of you have any thoughts on how it could be made better, then I welcome those tips, not just for me, but for anyone else that's listening. And the important thing is that this show is archived, so you can go back and look at it in the future. There's also a podcast that you can go back and listen to. And so the purpose is, if you'd like to get your name out there in terms of what it is that you do, I am more than welcome to hear from you.
And the only way to be able to check out the video and audio archives, video, every show that Gene's done on YouTube is archived on YouTube. Just go to the station's YouTube channel, which is Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube. You can find all of Gene's old shows there for this and the Employment Opportunity Hour. Same thing with the audio archives. It's on tantalknetwork.com. Just click on the link for Gene's shows and you can find every old show Gene has ever done at both of those locations, video and audio.
Now, what about the ones on Internet Radio
Pros? InternetRadioPros.com, same thing. You can get it through there directly, or if you can't find that, go to TantalkNetwork.com and click on Gene's page. It'll take you right there all the same.
And you just have to listen to them to know what I'm talking about. Some are labeled as far as the topic.
But most of them are just labeled, at least through Internet Radio Pros, most of them are just labeled by date. That's the one right. The show aired.
Okay, so I'd like to have you just think about that, but the purpose is so that you know I'm not a pro. I'm learning just like the rest of you, but I'm willing to share what I've learned because I have an opportunity to do that. That's why I'm sitting in front of you. The worst thing you can do sometimes is to be ideal, and no one knows what to ask you. And so I'm putting myself in that position to tell you what I know and even ask more of what I don't know if you're willing to call in. And if you can see our sign there, the call-in number is 727-441-3000. That's 727, which is very difficult to see. But it's 727-441-3000. You are welcome to call the show, make a comment, ask a question. Our engineer, producer, will ask you a couple of questions just to make sure before you get passed on to me. But that's what the show is all about, and we welcome all of that. And go share that with your friends and other associates that either are entrepreneurs, wanting to be entrepreneurs, or they're just getting off the ground, or they're well off. We'd like to hear from all of you because that helps us, helps the show, and it helps all the listeners now and anytime in the future once they go back and listen to some of those. But anyway, so what I'm going to do is go through the outline, the purpose of a pitch, what should be in it. Then I'm going to actually tell you my pitch in segments. And then hopefully at the end of the show, I'm going to go through my pitch in terms of trying to hear what it might sound like. And I would love to hear your comments because I'm willing to put it out there. Anyway, so a few weeks ago, I attended a course on how to make a pitch and what should go into a pitch. And in the training course, they asked the listeners to say how many of you are willing to play full out, which means take a chance. And believe it or not, I was one of those kinds of people that took a chance. The difference is the feedback I got helped me out greatly. And so if any of you out there willing to take a chance, I'm not a pro or an expert, but I can definitely share with you what I know that has been shared with me. So that's what I'd like to have you do. But before we do that, we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors. And so this is Gene Hodge here talking tonight about the understanding of pitching. We'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Yes, when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. I'm not sure what happened, but it looks as though we lost our Facebook group here somewhere, and I've got to go back and put it in. And so that's what it is. That's my fault, I must say. But I'm just, we'll be right. I'll do it in just a couple of seconds, but I've got to get back to it. But I just wanted to say that, Okay, hold on one second here. Okay, we'll see if we can get that.
Yeah, this is what happens when we have live technology trying to do a live radio show at the same time. Sometimes certain technologies do not want to agree with us.
All right, but well, that's also pop back in, and I'm going to go live again, and we're going to see what happens here. And
while Gene's trying to figure that out,
hopefully all of you can see me, and I see myself now, yep. And we're going live.
All right, there we go then.
And everything should be back up, and hopefully you got my first message. If not, then we'll get to it as the show goes on. And it says, okay, so it says that we're live now, so you should be able to see us on both Facebook and YouTube. And I'm just going to put in a, okay, I'm going to put that in, and I'm going to say hello to all of you out there. And so go out and check it out and send a hello back. Okay. One second, okay. I've got to get my, let's see. Okay. I'm talking about pitching. Pitching has an outline. And it's for those of you that are wondering, how do you say what it is that you'd like to say? And how do you say it in order to get someone to be interested in it and wanting to respond to it either after you've made your pitch or sometimes to follow up with you. Anyway, so I'm going to go through the outline first, just in case you're wondering in terms of what consists of that. It's designed to give your idea out to the public. Okay, in some cases, many cases to an investor, but I'm going to say out to anyone that you would like to hear it. I suggest using anyone because you want anyone to hear how you sound. That's the first thing. Secondly, if it gets the point across, then you're on your way because you can do it two or three or four times and keep doing it with consistency and knowing that we hear you. Now, the idea is to get us to respond to you. But also you get a chance to fine tune it. So the first thing to do is to think about that and get started. There's really no right way to get started. It's getting started and learning along the way. And so I am the student in the here in front of the microphone. Okay, first off, a pitch, or it should be 2 to 4 minutes long. It has to be long enough to get the listener to know what it is that you're talking about, but not too long so that they get bored, because what you want to do is to hear something from them once they've heard you. So the length should be 2 to 4 minutes. You don't want to make it too short, and you definitely don't want to make it too long, but you do want to explain what your idea is and then start from there. Now, how you get started was suggested to me, and it's not just suggested to me. You can go out on the internet and find out how do you start a pitch. There are many comments out there, but the first thing that it suggests is that you start with a question. Okay, so think of who you're talking to or the audience that you want to present to, and start by asking a question that might appeal to them or your customer. And so that's the first thing. We start with a question that they can relate to, if possible. Okay, the second thing is, once you have done that, then to introduce yourself. Introducing yourself is telling who you are, your background, some of the things that you've done, so that we get an idea of who's this person in front of us that's telling us they have an idea, and we want to know what gives them the credibility or the thought process whereby they can get in front of you and make their introduction to you in terms of their idea. The third thing is, what problem are you solving? Okay, so think of the idea that you have, think of what you want to produce, think of what you've recognized, and what is the problem? Because how are you going to solve it? Okay, so your listener needs to know what your problem is, and hopefully they can relate to it, but more so, how are you going to solve it since it's a problem? And so that's what happens there. Now, part of that process is, if possible, to identify who your audience is. Who's your customer going to be? It could be anybody initially if you're practicing, but who are you? But what audience do you want to get this in front of that can make decisions in order to get you to get your project done? So think of who your audience is, and because that's the audience that you want to get in front of. And why, the fourth thing is, why are you the solution? What gives you the gall to say, I have a solution? And it could be a bunch of people out there that have a solution, but there's only one you. And so you want to say why you have a solution. Never include anybody else. Say why you think you have a solution, because that's what it is. You want the listeners to buy into you. You don't know how many other people are pitching things to them, but what you want is some reaction to you. And so think about, why are you the solution for the problem that you see? And then the last thing, as far as that outline, is, what do you want to happen next? Or in other words, what do you want the person to do so that they know what you want them to do? If it's to respond to what they've said, it's to ask a question or give a comment, what do you want to do next? And so think about that, so that you could have something like a call to action. What do you want them to do? Once you've told them, what do you want them to do? So I'm going to go through like an outline of my pitch, and I'm going to put myself on the line. I'm going to go through it step by step, and by the end of the show, hopefully I can go through the entire thing, speaking it, and see if we can do it within the time limit of 2 to 4 minutes. And I'll try my best not to stop along the way, because I'm practicing myself in terms of how it might sound, and for you to see how it might sound, because I'd like to have you see if you can do something similar. And if you can do something similar, the number's right in front of you, 727-441-3000. You are welcome to call the station and give us your 2 to 4 minute pitch. And don't worry about whether it's perfect, but it's a start. And if it is perfected already, we'd like to hear that as well. Yeah. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that. So, so the first thing, I'm just going to ask this question, is when you're getting in front of somebody or some group that you've been invited to, or you run into somebody and you on purpose you want to present something to them, or you want to be a sounding board, you want them to be a sounding board for how you sound. And I want you to become aware of that they're going to be listening to you. That's the first thing. So I'm going to ask our producer very quickly. I'm going to ask you 2 questions, if you don't mind, Mr. Producer.
Sure. Go right ahead, Mr. Dean.
Have you ever thought about starting a business?
I have. We've talked about this before. I have.
Right, but our audience may not have heard that
right.
before. Okay, so you think about it. Have you ever pitched your idea to anyone?
I have not, other than doing it here with you. But for those new to the program, no, I have not.
Okay, so I'm going to suggest, if you like, you're more than welcome to listen.
Sure.
Secondly, you're more than welcome to maybe jot down some things that you may have thought of so that you can lead us down the path. And the third thing, if you're bold enough, you can actually tell us if you think that you can go through it and come out on the other end where we know what it is that you want to do. Anyway, so that's what we're going to do. And before we get started, I wanted to take a quick short break so that when we come back, we'll be ready to go through that, because our time is going to fly by. And so stay tuned to hear how I'm going to pitch, and we'll be right back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Getting started. And that's what I'd like to have you do. There's no such thing as stopping once you get started. You're supposed to have obstacles. And I want to be part of the example of just presenting some of my obstacles, because that's what I'm here for, is to help you out there. We're going to understanding. I'm going through understanding how to make a pitch, and I'm going to give you some examples one at a time based on the categories. Anyway, so the categories were, if you have to make a pitch or present your idea to somebody else, it's called a pitch, I guess, in business terms. But it's understanding that you have something that you want to tell everybody else, and you have a solution to it. Anyway, so the first thing to do is to start with a question. Okay, so I'm going to start with a question. Think about who you might present this to, your demographics, your client, your customer. But the first thing to suggest is that you start with a question. The second thing is to introduce yourself as far as telling us who you are and your background. Put in about 60 seconds if possible to do that. The entire introduction should go anywhere between 2 and 4 minutes. Don't try to do it exactly the first time. It's okay. You want to get the information out, then you can wind it down or tune it up. And the third thing is to tell us what problem you are solving, which means you've identified a problem. Who's your audience? Who's it for? And why you are the solution? Okay, why are you the one that has the solution? So you may want to tell people that. And then you like to know what you want to hear from them next. You want to hear their opinion, some reaction, a call to action, but it's something that you want to do. So that's a process of steps. You can find some of those steps out on the internet. But pretty much it kind of says some of that. Okay, so I'm going to get started with the first thing. Of starting with a question, and I'm just going to do this straight off the top of my head in a sense. Okay, but here's my question to you. Okay, because I have an idea, it's a real pitch, and I'm just going to put myself out there. Anyway, so I'm going to start with this. Okay, has it ever occurred to you that you cannot see yourself, but everyone in the rest of the world can see you? Okay, that's my question. Has it ever occurred to you that you cannot see yourself, but everyone else in the world can? And okay, the purpose was to get you interested in what just got said or to interest you in that question. So you want to think of a question that gets people's attention. Anyway, so I'm hoping that will get your attention. Second thing is to introduce yourself. Okay, so I'm going to introduce myself. I'm going to say, my name is Gene Hodge. I'm a training consultant, entrepreneur, author, talk show host, military veteran, motivated speaker, and CEO of Hodgepodge Training. Now, that's who I am. Because the reason I'm saying that is because somebody's looking at me, and they need to know, who is this person that's in front of me that's trying to tell me they have a problem? Okay, so Matt, I'm just going through the outlines, and you may be able to think about it. The third thing is, what is the problem that you are attempting to solve? And so here's my problem. The problem today is over 95% of employers are spending billions of dollars yearly trying to increase low employer productivity and morale of their workforce, because they haven't realized that employees are performing work that they don't want to do or enjoy. Okay? But when those employees go home, they do exactly what they enjoy doing and that they're motivated to do. Yeah. Okay, so I've presented the problem. The problem is that 95% of employers who employ our workforce are spending billions of dollars trying to increase low employer productivity and morale of their workforce. So imagine a huge workforce, because they haven't realized that the employees are performing work that they don't want to do or enjoy. So hopefully that hits the hearts of a lot of you out there. Hopefully. Anyway, so that's the second part. Okay, so I've introduced myself. I started with a question to introduce myself. And I just got you presenting the problem. I identified the target audience, which is the workforce. I include the people who make up the workforce, both the leaders as well as the workers, because that's the audience that I'm planning to target. Now, why am I the solution? Okay, I developed a process that gets individuals to recognize the six P's that other people see in them or see in you. Okay, number one, the first P is personal, meaning that we see all of you coming, going, front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. Second piece is what you possess. Okay, you've been demonstrating the level of skill and abilities that you possess. What do you think about that? You've been demonstrating the level of skill and abilities that you possess. Third P is by doing that, you're naturally productive when you're doing what you enjoy all the time. And the fourth P is performance, because we're watching you use your motivation to go do the things that you enjoy. The fifth thing is your potential. We see what you're capable of doing in the future, of which you can't. Then the sixth thing is, we see how much we are willing to pay you. Okay, so those are the six P's that I'm saying, this is what happens when we see you. I mean, so the fourth thing is, why am I the solution? Well, I developed the process. Okay, but here's the part of the solution. Is the process uses nothing traditional, doesn't use traditional methods. So has it occurred to you that the only thing workplaces require is performance? And so you've been performing all of your life and we've been watching you. However, the problem is bigger than that. I'm saying that, I'm saying that the problem is even bigger, because as employers have not recognized that the solution of increasing employee productivity and morale, because it's been right in front of them. Because the problem is even bigger than the problem, because the solution has been right in front of them. Anyway, so the last part in terms of what I want to happen next is to close out my conversation. Anyway, so imagine the productivity and high morale of a workforce where employees are being paid to keep doing what they are they're getting paid to keep doing what they're naturally motivated and enjoy doing. Imagine the employer savings and the employee raises that would open up. And then the final to close out, I've said our process has already been demonstrated and it works. And everyone needs to go through it. Anyway, so what I've done is I've presented a problem and a solution and how we can improve both the productivity and morale for you, and when we put you into the workplace, how you can increase productivity and morale for your employer simply by doing what it is that you do. Anyway, so my solution said that the solution has been right in front of your eyes. We just haven't been taught to see it. So that's what I'm introducing. So Your problem, your pitch should involve what you see, what you envision, how you think that you can survive, how you think that it can be implemented or resolved, and what do you want the listener to do? Do you want to hear comments from the listener? Do you want the listener to think of who do they know? Don't expect anything right away. What you may want to know for the listener is what do they think you should do next? Because that's what's going to get your idea from the idea stage out to where someone or some group can implement your idea if they buy into it. Now, the bottom line is that there are zillions of entrepreneurs on this planet, and you could very well be one of them. And you probably are, you just haven't made that step. But I can guarantee you that if you really think about it, or has it ever occurred to you, that you've been doing all the things that you're motivated and enjoy doing all of your life. Imagine doing what you just naturally do in the workplace. Now, that's another topic, because we got another show that comes up. It's called the Employment Opportunity Hour, which the theme is to get you to recognize what you do and the skills and abilities, because the audience recognizes those skills and abilities. But more specifically, we recognize what level it could be. And so that's what I'm introducing. And I know our producer's been pretty busy, and so that's what we're introducing. But the overall idea is to get the individual to recognize their uniqueness and to recognize what they enjoy doing, like doing, and why not use that productivity if they knew where to go. So as an entrepreneur, this is what I'm introducing to the world. And I just started. I've been doing it, but I didn't have the correct pitch, in a sense. And I'm not even sure if this is correct, because I've kind of didn't go through it in terms of one big pitch. I went through it by putting in statements after those statements. So let me go back and just repeat what the pitch should be, which is your idea in terms of speaking into other people. Okay, anyway, so I said that the first thing you want to do is to start with a question. Think of who your person is that you're speaking with. Think of your audience. Is ask a question that they can identify with. Okay, that's the first thing. Try to find an individual or individuals that can identify with the question you're asking them, because you want them to have a personal interest. Then the second thing is to introduce yourself once you've asked them the question. Tell them a little bit about your background, what you do, and why you're standing in front of them telling them your idea. And then the third thing is the problem you're solving. What problem have you come up with? What solution have you come up with? Who's your audience? And who are you targeting? And then the fourth thing is, why are you the solution? What makes you the one that is the solution? And the answer is simple. You're the one with the idea. But you got to be able to say, why are you the solution? And you got to tell them, because it's your idea. Anyway, and then the last thing, what do you want them to do? Once they've heard what you've said, what do you want them to do? You want them to comment on it? You want to ask them questions? What do you want to do next? So you got to ask them something so that you know that they heard you, and they know that you've included them. And what would you like to hear from them, since you're pitching it to them or talking to them about it? Anyway, so that's what I'm doing in terms of making a pitch. Now, Matt, I'm not sure our producer heard any of that, because I know he's a busy person. But we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors. And when we come back, I'm going to go through the whole thing at once and hear your comments on it. Thank you. Chill out.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Money. That's what I think some of you want. I'd like to get a little bit more.
Some of us. I think most of us, almost everybody wants it.
The question is, what are you going to do for it?
Take care of my bills first and foremost, i.e. power, cable, water, keep a roof over my head. If there's anything left over, save it and use it for a vacation down the road. That's what I want.
Make sure you write it down. I want to share something with our audience. I just shared with Matt while during the break. He talked about how busy he was. And I said he was multitasking. Then I made a bold comment. I'm not sure if he's heard it before, but I said, there's no such thing as multitasking.
And so, yeah, I heard you. I've never heard it put quite that way before. Would you care to elaborate?
Yes, I'll elaborate. The reason being is because I probably need to give you some background information. Because I have a background in computers and programming and stuff like that, the technology operates off one instruction at a time. Your brain operates off one instruction at a time. The difference is that your brain is that fast to do many instructions one at a time, and you think it's multitasking. When in reality, it's doing one instruction at a time. And so it's not doing two or three that we might think, because your brain is jumping back and forth. And so it's actually executing the things you're telling it to do one instruction at a time. Anyway, so that's the reason I had said you're not multitasking, although you said that you were. And I said that you were. But let's get back to the project at hand. I'm talking tonight about how to make a pitch to anyone, as far as telling them your idea and the problem that you're solving. And so I went through a format of telling you the format of that, because it's important, the order and sequence, and different people may say different things. I'm giving you my sequence that I learned in that I've learned, plus I've seen people do it. Plus, there's a few things out on the internet that you can find out the order by which to do it. But anyway, but the order was the pitch is to start with a question that might relate to the listener. Start with a question that the listener can feel. The second thing then was to introduce yourself. The third thing to do was to explain the problem that you're solving. The fourth thing is why you're the solution. And the fifth thing is, what do you want to do next once that happens?
Well, I know this has brought up an interesting topic in conversation because we have a guest on the phone line that we have not heard from in quite some time here on the show.
Okay.
And that would be Mr. Heinzman Dukes.
Okay, put him on.
He's on.
Hello, Mr. Dukes. He's not on.
Now he should be.
I don't have a pitch, but I heard the story.
Oh, Mr. Dukes, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. How you been?
I've been great.
Well, that's the reason you're not traveling. Here, because life has carried you on to greater things.
Oh, I was coming to see you this evening, but something got in the way. I couldn't get there.
Well, we missed you anyway, but we're glad to have you.
Well, good. I was listening to your pitch. I said, I don't have a pitch.
Oh, you probably do. You probably never thought of it the way I was saying it.
Well,
think of it like this. If you've introduced any type of idea to someone else.
Yes, sir.
Then you were pitching it. Now, whether the order was correct or what you might think of it, it's just understanding that you are sharing an idea with someone else or several people because it's your idea. And the reason you're sharing it is because in most cases you have a solution. And it's yours.
Right.
Anyway, so you probably, there's lots of people that have been doing it, although someone came along, I guess, at some point and said that there's a structure that gives it more power.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was going through the structure, the sequence, and then and giving my statements one at a time, and then I was going to repeat the whole thing as if I was making a presentation to somebody or pitching to somebody.
Well, but I was right with you until we lost Facebook, and I couldn't get it back.
It's back now.
Yeah, I know. For some reason, I can't get it back. It won't come back to me. But anyway, I was still listening.
Oh, well, did you have any questions or any comments or anything like that? Because people have asked about you.
Well, the only thing I have is also I made the comment when I came on about I don't have any pitch. Yeah, I have a pitch because anything that I have dreamed up and want to do, I must be able to pitch it to somebody else so I can be able to get it working or get it in progress.
Right.
And I'll be able to do it in a matter of time and within a very short time, as you stated. That I don't want to lose the interest. I must make it interesting to that individual or whoever I'm pitching it to.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm just kind of free floating. I don't know what I want to do, so to speak.
Since you've been on this show before, you do know what you want to do.
Yes, in a way, yeah, you're right. I just don't know if I want to go full-fledged into it. But anybody out there that wants to, I heard your question begin, be an entrepreneur, or do you want to be an entrepreneur, what it takes to be an entrepreneur?
Mm-hmm.
First thing is your dream, whatever your dream is, for me, is that you must follow that dream, and you must prepare yourself to be an entrepreneur. And that means you must come in contact with a lot of people. And you must be people-orientated. If you're not people-orientated, your idea will not pass the, as we say, will not make a good score.
Mm-hmm.
And you must be willing to work. Entrepreneur is not an easy job.
That's for sure.
It has good payback once you reach that goal. But yet still, it's a little hard road to travel, but it's a great road. It's a refreshing road compared to working under someone else.
Yes, you're so right.
So, if you are there and you are wanting to be an entrepreneur and you have the idea you want to be an entrepreneur, put your idea on paper and study and see if that's what you really want to do and figure out how much it's going to cost you to be tonight. I don't mean finance-wise. I mean how much it's going to cost you as an individual to get your dream moving and get your dream to a point where you say it will pay you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have, Mr. Gene. I'm sorry I couldn't get the video, but I'll listen to the whole story.
It's archived, so you'll be able to see it on YouTube and Facebook once the show's over. So,
well, not a problem seeing it now. I mean, I listened to 90% of it until I had that blackout.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you very much for calling in.
Yeah. I'll be with you. I don't mind until you close out the entrepreneur.
Oh, okay. In that case, we have about... We got 4 minutes left. I'm going to take a... I'm going to get bold and try to take a stab at doing this all at one time, okay?
Go ahead. I'll listen.
And we might mess up. But here we go. Has it ever occurred to you that you cannot see you, but the whole world can? I'm
sure
John
have.
Hodge. I'm a training consultant, entrepreneur, author, radio show host, military veteran, motivational speaker, and CEO of Hodgepodge Training. The problem today is over 95% of employers spend billions of dollars yearly trying to increase low productivity and morale of their employees or the workforce because they haven't realized that the employees are performing work that they don't want to do or enjoy. Yet, when the worker goes home, they do exactly what they enjoy. Both require the use of skills and abilities and motivation. So I developed a process that gets individuals to recognize the six P's that other people see in them. The first one is personal. It's understanding that we see you coming, going, we see your front side, back side, we see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. The second P is process, which means we see you demonstrating the level of skill and ability because you are using that process and skills and abilities that you possess. The third thing is productivity, because you're naturally productive doing what you enjoy doing and have always been doing that. The fourth thing is performance, because by performing, we see your motivation plus the productivity that you're giving. Number five is potential. We get a chance to see what we see you capable of doing in your future, of which you can't. And the sixth thing is pay. We can see how much that we're willing to pay you to go do what you do anyway. Anyway, so that's the process. But anyway, I've introduced a process that uses no traditional methods. But has it occurred to you that the only thing workplaces use or want is performance? However, there's even a bigger problem. As employers have not recognized that, the solution to increasing employee productivity and morale has been right in front of our eyes. Okay, imagine the productivity and high morale if the workforce where employees were paid to keep doing what they do naturally based on what they're motivated to do and enjoy doing. Imagine the savings that the employer will get and the raises and promotions that the employee can get. Our process has already been demonstrated and it works, and everyone needs to go through it. Anyway, I hear the music, which means our time is up.
Yes, it is.
It's My Way. By Frank Sinatra, I'm saying that you as an entrepreneur, you can indeed go do it your way because it's your idea. And I suggest that you go out there and tell everybody that's what it is that you want to do. Stay tuned.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.